You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little extra.
With a little extra.
Uncensored, unedited, and almost uninterrupted. Get ready for the most extra podcast known to man. The Ace and TJ Show presents the Extra Funny Podcast.
On the regular old show today, we were talking about a new Guinness record holder. It's a woman in Texas who has the world's widest tongue, 3.1 inches. Big old wide tongue. Girthy tongue. But she didn't affect her speech. And, I mean, she spoke clearly. Yeah. She just spoke with a weird accent for somebody who lives in Texas. But do they have, I guess they do, records for other world's largest, like, single body parts, like the world's largest big toe? Or world's largest ears.
We've seen the mouth. Woman with the mouth. She's right. Got the world's biggest mouth.
Yeah, any of your mouth records are going to be held by women, I think.
That's interesting.
Okay. Here's one. Excluding cases of elephantiasis, the longest toes measured on a living person are the big toe, belonging to Zhu Shun in China, born 1951, 3.3 inches long.
But they have a fattest category, like this one is the widest tongue, and then they have the longest tongue.
Yeah, let's see.
I mean, you got a big toe that looks like a snapping turtle head.
Ugh.
The longest male tongue belongs to Braden McCullough in West Virginia. No, that's the largest tongue circumference, 6.3 inches. Let's see.
Sound like you got the fattest tongue.
The world's longest tongue is 3.97 inches long. That is from the tip to the middle of the closed top lip.
I think
so. That would be with your mouth closed. It hangs out that far, 3.5 inches from your mouth.
Damn. I think tongues are gross.
They can be, for sure.
You know, any of these records about tongues, like that woman who we were talking about today that has a 3.1 inch width of a tongue. She stuck her tongue out. She's gross.
I mean, her mouth gets so wide when you see the pictures. It's crazy.
I mean, it almost looks like a frog's throat, you know, when they blow it up. Yeah. That's kind of what the picture of her with her tongue out looked like.
Is it grosser than those people with the records for longest fingernails? That's disgusting.
That's nasty. But especially the long tongue, you know, records. It's just and maybe because that's usually, you know, men flopping their tongues out there for people to look at and everything. I'm like, yeah, dude, don't do that.
Gene Simmons.
Yeah, see, that's gross to me. Gene Simmons doing all that bullshit.
Is it true that if you cut the thing underneath your tongue will stick out further?
Yeah.
Okay. So would that, if you did that to yourself, would that still help you to count for the longest tongue, or is that cheating?
I think it would be cheating because you would have adapted or altered your tongue, rather.
Right. So it'd be like doping.
Check under his tongue.
Doping the human tongue there.
What is that thing called? It's not the uvula. The uvula is the thing that hangs down in your throat.
Yeah, that little piece that connects your tongue to the bottom of your mouth.
What is that? Frenulum? Is that what it is?
Frenulum?
Yeah, frenulum. That's one.
Is it the chode? I think it's the gooch.
That man's got his gooch trimmed.
Uncle Shine, is he a popular person on the internet? Mm-hmm. Uncle Shine? Riggins had a video of Uncle Shine saying that he smoked something. I couldn't understand what he said. He smoked something, I'm guessing weed or
whatever. I think
so. And then something he observed about a lady at a store.
Hey, how y'all doing, guy? Y'all been all right?
Homie, that's all right. That's what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm trying to tell y'all now. I smoked me one of them boys early. Yeah. A nice one. Uh-huh. I'm trying to tell you now. Yeah. That's some fire. I got something for somebody. That woman, every time I go by the store, I see that woman with that red car. Yeah. Now listen, she got some pretty feet. I was looking at that woman's feet by the store in that red car. I was looking at her feet. She got some pretty feet. I'm trying.
Now, he sounds like he's from Louisiana.
He does. That's what I thought when he started talking.
I think he is from Louisiana. Yeah.
Is he?
I think so.
His voice is grating.
Hard to listen to.
It sounds like it would hurt.
Yeah.
And is he on the phone with somebody? And then he's videoing himself. Yeah. Who's he? It sounds like he's in a conversation.
Yeah, you don't hear one side of it.
I think it's just he is not on a phone call. It's just him talking to his camera. He sometimes posts like 10 videos a day of him doing this.
But he acts like somebody's talking to him.
Maybe he's got voices in his head.
In this video, he's wearing a bucket hat that's got like pink designs on it and a string that comes underneath. You know, keep it on your head. Very, very odd looking fella.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
And he's an internet star, influencer or whatever.
Not much of an influencer, but definitely a personality. I
mean, he's
got a follow.
Popular enough to he's making money off of it? If he knew how to monetize it?
Yeah, I don't know that he's making a lot of money.
And he's called Uncle Shine?
Yeah.
Well, glad to know you, Uncle Shine.
Absolutely. And tomorrow's National I Love My Feet Day, so it's perfect timing for him.
I love my feet.
Yeah, like, I love my feet, yeah. Okay,
interesting. Hmm.
Take care of your feet tomorrow.
Well, just in time with Uncle Shine.
Mm-hmm.
And he just is saying that to the people following. Hey, you know that girl and that woman in that red car?
He's cranking out a lot of content.
Yeah, so
a lot.
It doesn't have to make any sense the more you can just crank it out.
Is he burnt? Like burnt from doing so many drugs and stuff like that? Or is he just not all there? Because obviously he's not all there.
I wonder if he knows.
He's detached a little, as they say.
There's another guy from Louisiana who's doing pretty good on social media. Are y'all familiar with Joey Bro?
Yeah. The mullet guy?
Yeah, the long gray mullet. He's like 67. He's ripped. But he does these dance moves. He sings karaoke, and he's always out of time. Mm-hmm. And I saw him today. He's talking to the camera. He goes, "Everybody talking about me being out of time. Hey, on some of these songs, I'm reading the words. So how can I be out of time when I'm reading the words?"
So
the
first comment was like, time
"You read too damn slow." He said, "It highlights the words and I read them." They're like, mm-hmm. "Yeah, when you read it before the word is fully highlighted, not after it's been fully highlighted."
Is that for real him or a character?
No, that's for real him. Mm-hmm. He just recently, he's talking to the camera a lot more than he used to. But he's got like 380,000 Instagram followers. And I don't know how many he's got on TikTok.
Mm. It wouldn't work if it was a character, but that's like genuinely him, which is alarming.
Yeah.
Yeah, like,
it really is. Like, he's got him a catchphrase now, though. He's got him a catchphrase. And, damn it, boy.
Yeah.
And that's his new catchphrase. And he went to Nashville and bought him a hat. And he wore his own Joey Bro official merch t-shirt in the video and everything. It's like, come on, you're teetering on the edge here, man.
Yeah, there are a lot of Louisiana people gaining fame on the internets and all that. There's another guy, his is called Cooking with Cajun, and his catchphrase is, and he says, "This what we got to eat today?" And he does all the cooking on his YouTube channel, and then on Instagram he'll make a video of himself fixing his plate, showing what he cooked.
Okay.
And he always ends everything, "Of course, you know, we got to have that muff cornbread." So all of his merch says "muff cornbread" on it.
Says the words?
Yeah. Yeah. He's an old dude with a beard. He wears overalls all the time.
Yeah, putting the F word on your merch. That's not. That's a bad move to me.
That stale cracker is a character as well.
Yeah.
I would say it's probably an exaggeration of the guy's personality.
Yeah.
But he's probably the most popular one of those Louisiana people doing stuff. He was a state trooper not long ago, and then he got into this and got out of the state trooper. But that's, you know, he's yelling at the camera and throwing stuff and all that. You know, Cajun people are, I mean, they're full of personality. No doubt about that.
Yes, they are.
I think Louisiana in general, all areas of the state, produces people with much, much personality. I mean, look at us.
Exactly.
I mean, hell, look at us. All this personality. And that monk cornbread.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little something extra. This is the Extra Funny Podcast.
TJ's Fanatico's now have a podcast just for them called the TJ Fanatico Podcast. Each weekday, it's the next TJ Fanatico Top 10, and you won't want to miss a single episode. Get the latest the TJ Fanatico Podcast weekdays after 10 a.m. on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.